It was great success for Team GB. Yeah.
Well, we got one gold medal.
A gold medal. Well, the best
comparative
hall of,
success.
The best hall of medals ever
in British history.
In British history, yeah. Is that going to inspire the nation's youth?
No, not a bit. Not a bit. Nobody's been interested. I know you've had a great time over there, Jason, but the rest of us have been watching Jeremy Kyle in preference.
Really?
There's not, honestly, you and I agree about most things, I think, but we're not going to agree on this one. I think there has been a disconnect. I think the BBC have squandered a lot of licence payers' money on taking a full team of production and announcers, presenters, commentators over there. In fact, they took more people than the Olympic squad, as I understand it.
Yeah, but we took less than the number of people we took to London 2012,
But
there was lots of television
London.
And radio and online to put out, I have to but, say, with a very small team. Why am I defending the BBC in this position? Yeah.
Well,
that's why I'm here
listen,
doing.
I can afford to say this because everybody knows I'm a stalwart supporter of the BBC. We'll defend them to the hill. But on this occasion, I think they got it wrong.
Okay,
I think this should have been better left to a commercial organisation.
That's not my question. My question was, do you think that it will inspire the nation's youth? Do you think that people will want to go into curling?
No.
That people will want to go into skeleton like Lizzie Arnold?
No to all of the
above.
And
why do you say that?
Well, for one, there's not the facility. First of all, there's no interest in these games. I don't think anybody's going to be inspired by them. If you also look at the evidence, people said, like Lord Coe, that there was going to be a tremendous Olympic legacy and kids would be inspired to go into all the Olympic sports. One sport has seen a spike since the London Olympic, and that is women's boxing. The others have flatlined. The Olympic legacy idea is a myth, and I'm afraid the Winter Olympics will inspire no one.